Today is Monday, August 8th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another Monday. Ugh. I guess everyone has this a little bit, but I always have the Sunday night. It's always like, oh, I have to work tomorrow. Oh no. Anyway, so yeah, we had a weekend. We recorded Mix Minus on Friday night, and no real issues there. It was a fun evening. And we ended up awarding the prize to Gary for the Celebrity Death Phone. By the way, Celebrity Death Phone has started back. So we are accepting calls now. I actually heard that, the lady who was in, I want to say Grease with John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Oh yeah, she passed away, and she wasn't that old actually. She was only 73. My mom is 73. My mom's going to be 74, I believe, on her birthday. I could be wrong about that, but I guess my mom is 72. I guess my mom's going to be 73 on her birthday. But anyway, regardless, I don't know the circumstances. I don't know if any of the listeners of Mix Minus killed her. I hope not. You don't get an entry if you kill the person, by the way. For those of you who don't listen to Mix Minus, it's my other show that I do with my best friend Daniel Brewer. And we have a contest, Celebrity Death Phone. You call in when a celebrity dies. You get an entry into a contest. You don't win just by calling in. You get an entry by calling in. If we deem the person to actually be a celebrity and they actually did die and you did not kill them. And then for every unique entry, there's a dollar. So every unique death, a dollar is added. And at the end of the year or at the next live streaming event, we draw a winner. And Chris and Dennis won at the Pride 48 event 2 weekends ago. But I don't think they wanted the money. They wanted to donate it back to Pride 48. So we made the decision to give it to the runner-up, which was Gary. And I just delivered that money to him personally today. Well, no, I didn't. He lives in Portland. He lives way far away from. I sent it to him via PayPal today. So anyway, so we recorded over the weekend on Friday. I had a haircut. Oh my God, I was so tired because I stayed up too late Friday night. We were on air for till probably about 1 a.m. my time, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. But I'm always wound up after we record. And so I need to watch something on the TV or do something for a little while before I actually go to bed because I'm never tired. And so I did. I don't even remember what I watched, but I watched something. And here in the studio. And I was hungry, so I had a little snack. I had peanut butter on some bread and some salt and vinegar chips. I shouldn't have done that at 1 a.m, but I did. And I got up in the morning and I went to my haircut and I was okay all the way there. Like I was okay all the way there. And then I got my haircut, turned around. Mark was waiting to have dinner with me. So I was rushing back. And so I was so sleepy in the car. I almost fell asleep 3 or 4 times in the car. And that, it used to happen to me a lot when I was younger, but it doesn't happen as much now that I'm older. I don't know why. I've actually not driven off the road, but I've actually driven off driven onto the shoulder and hit those rumble strips when I was younger, when I would fall asleep. And in fact, one time I was driving really early in the morning. I was driving home for something from college, and I stopped at a red light and I fell asleep at the red light, and I fell asleep. And all of a sudden I wake up to a cop tapping on my window, and they thought I was drunk or something, but I wasn't. I was just sleepy. Luckily I had my seatbelt on and all that kind of good stuff, because, you know, I wasn't speeding. I just stopped. Like I was just in the middle of the road, just not moving. And so they told me I needed to get somewhere and go to sleep. But they did not give me a ticket. So that was good. Now, that was a long time ago. That didn't happen, but I was really sleepy on this trip back from the haircut. And, but I made it. I made it back. And no, you know, no horrible incidents there. And like I said before, we've been watching the Sandman show on Netflix. So we had dinner. I ordered a pizza and I picked it up on the way. I ordered the pizza from my phone in the car, and then as I was driving, and then I picked it up on the way home. So I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't take that long. So we had pizza and watched an episode or two of Sandman. I don't know how many. And then went to bed. And then I had church. First church in a couple of months because of, you know, the orchestra has not been playing. And that went fine. Nothing there. But Sunday was so busy. Actually, the entire weekend was busy. Because I feel like I need to be retired, because I have so much going on in my life. I don't have time for work. Podcasts and keeping my parents' dog. And so we had forgotten. My parents left to go to Finland on Tuesday, and the airport is about 15 or 20 minutes away from where we live. And they had parked in the economy lot, and they said, hey, would you go pick up our car? Because they're going to be gone for like 20 days, and so they didn't want to pay for parking for all of those days. And I had said, oh, sure, no problem, no problem. Well, I forgot to pick it up. They also said, hey, can you run by our house once or twice while we're gone and water our bushes, because we just put in some hydrangea bushes. They've been doing a lot of landscaping in their backyard, and they actually extended the cover on the patio. So it's they extended the roof and put in a ceiling fan and all this stuff on the back patio. It looks nice. But they've been putting in some more landscaping as well. So like, hey, we just put these bushes in. It's been really hot. Would you go and water them at least once while we're gone, but maybe twice? And I had said yes to that as well. And they're like, oh, also, while you're there, would you get our mail so that our mail is not overstuffed? So we had forgotten to pick up their car at the airport. And so when I got home from church, we had lunch. And then we immediately drove to the airport. Mark had a haircut. So he dropped me off at the airport. I picked up their car. He drove on to his haircut. And then I drove to my parents' house. And then I watered everything. I got their mail. I brought everything in. And then he wasn't done with his haircut, so I just sat in their living room for another half an hour and 45 minutes until he came and picked me up. And then we went and bought groceries. And then we went home. Well, I still had to mow. Now, Mark had mowed the backyard for me, which is the largest part of mowing, so I was really appreciative. He mowed the backyard while I was getting my haircut on Saturday. But I still had the front yard I needed to mow. So then I changed clothes, mowed the front yard. And we hadn't done our restaurant of the week. So then I showered and everything. And we went to this place called Smitty's Garage. It's a burger place, a burger restaurant. Burgers and beers and stuff like that. So we ordered burgers and we ate. And then went home, and then it was, you know, it was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock by the time we got home. We fed the dogs, and then we watched some more Sandman, and we watched Big Brother. I'm trying to watch Big Brother pretty much on the night that it comes out. We have this Tableau thing that Daniel had recommended to me a couple of years ago, and so we record over the air, and we get CBS over the air, so as soon as it's ready, I've been watching Big Brother so that we don't get spoiled. And so we watch Big Brother, and then, you know, we went to bed, and that was the weekend. It just flew by. It was so busy on the weekend, like really super busy, and this next weekend is probably going to be almost just as busy, so anyway. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.